In Northwest News from KPLU, we've been examining our state's tax system with our series, Where's the Dough? On the hunt for Washington's missing tax dollars. Governor Jay Inslee says we need new taxes because we're facing an enormous budget challenge. But didn't lawmakers pass what's been called the biggest tax break in U.S. history just a year and a half ago? What are we getting in exchange for those tax dollars we're forgoing? KPLU Business and Labor reporter Ashley Gross brings us this story about the controversy swirling around the state's aerospace tax incentives.
Remember this?
We are in a position to reverse the outflow of jobs from the state of Washington.
It seemed like lightning speed for a process that typically doesn't move this quickly.
I believe this
That's from a television report from King 5 about the special three-day legislative session in November 2013. Lawmakers were called to Olympia to pass a tax break extension to persuade Boeing to build its 777X wide-body jet here. The tax breaks are estimated to be worth $8.7 billion over 16 years. So if we're on the hunt for missing tax dollars, there's a chunk. But officials say we're not losing money, we're actually getting more. To see how, I went with Tony Hickerson to Best Buy.
Hi, I'm looking to buy a television.
Okay, what kind of brand are you looking for?
Hickerson designs military aircraft parts for Boeing, so he's pretty into geeking out about each TV.
Okay, and you talked about it being 60 hertz. Are all TVs 60 hertz?
No, that's...
After a lot of consideration, he winds up at the register buying a 40-inch Sony TV and some other stuff.
So you're looking at $498.14 today.
And the grand total in state and local sales tax...
$43.21.
So if you add up the taxes paid by 80,000 Boeing employees, plus all the other workers they support, people like Jessica, the Best Buy clerk, then you add in business taxes from Boeing suppliers, it means a lot of money for the state. It's more than double the amount of the tax breaks. And aerospace jobs ripple out through the economy. Each Boeing job supports about 1.9 other jobs in the state.
People in fabricated metal, people that make textiles or work with textiles to do the upholstery for the seating. Could be computer suppliers, could be vendors.
Chris Mefford heads Community Attributes, which did an economic analysis of the state's aerospace industry. Boeing jobs support not just the people who work in the supply chain, but also in the wider economy. You know, the Best Buy clerk or a pizza delivery guy.
There's a gain to the state of having Boeing here, absolutely. They bring dollars into the region because of the high dollar value of what they export.
Still, since the tax break extension passed, Boeing's headcount in the state has shrunk by 3,000 jobs. Mefford says we haven't felt much impact because the company's booming sales have benefited suppliers. But that's little comfort for Boeing's two biggest unions, who spent an evening recently working the phones.
Hello, is Richard Myers there? Hey, my name's Lauren down here at the Machinist Hall. And I'm calling.
They were calling other members to get them to support bills they're pushing in Olympia. One would lift aerospace wages. The other would say, Boeing, if you want to get that full tax incentive, you have to add back those 3,000 jobs.
You know, we've got that aerospace tax incentive initive we're pushing for. Yeah.
Engineers and technical workers have been particularly hard hit by the job cuts. Chelsea Orvella is with the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace. She helped draft the bill that would claw back some of Boeing's tax break. She was reminded of how important that effort is when she spoke with a union member recently.
He said, I just got laid off on Friday. I just want to know if any of these measures could actually get my job and the people around me's jobs back.
Orvella says it's time Washington catches up with states such as Missouri and South Carolina that set tougher requirements on companies that want tax breaks.
We're seeing more and more states are tying these tax incentives to very clear requirements of creating good jobs in those states. And now we're watching a lot of jobs from here go to those states.
Boeing didn't agree to an interview for this story, but Boeing executive Bill McSherry testified recently in front of a House Finance Committee. He said the company is holding up its end of the bargain by moving ahead with the 777X program in Everett.
Changing the incentives now after waiting until Boeing has already invested more than $1 billion to deliver on our 777X promises threatens to undermine not only our trust in the state, but the confidence of all businesses here and those looking at coming here that Washington will honor its commitments.
McSherry said there are a few reasons for the recent job cuts, including pressure on defense spending. But he said you have to look at the big picture. Since the tax breaks were first created in 2003, the company has added more than 25,000 jobs in the state. Still, keeping jobs here was top of mind as the state crafted the tax incentives. Alex Peach is a state official in charge of aerospace. He says lawmakers tried to make the tax deal contingent on maintaining or growing jobs.
Those were ideas that we had. Those were things that we wanted. But at the end of the day, it was a negotiation. I mean, the essential element was the 777 and its wing get built here. And so when we were negotiating with the company, they simply were not willing to accept those terms.
Peach says the state was able to put some protections in, requiring that the company build the 777X and its wing here and only here. But he says even that was hard fought. Still, Peach says the fact that the plane will be built here guarantees a longer life for Washington's aerospace industry, because other Boeing programs like the 747 are winding down.
Winning this work restored people's faith in Washington as the aerospace capital of the world.
In Tukwila, Boeing worker Tony Hickerson has just left Best Buy and is putting his new TV in his car.
Do we want to put it in the back seat or do we want to try it in the trunk?
Let's put it in the back seat.
Okay.
We sit down in his Pontiac to chat, and that's when I find out Hickerson is going to lose his job. He's not exactly sure when, because Boeing's moving a bunch of defense work to Oklahoma.
My job has already been moved, and somebody's going to be hiring into that job, and then I'll be let go. But
Wait, what?
Yeah, the process is they build the program over there. They're already migrating this program.
So your job?
Oh, yeah.
27 years he's been with Boeing. He says he could have opted to do his job in Oklahoma for a 31% pay cut. Instead, he's chosen to stay. Right now, he's working on getting the aerospace tax breaks toughened. Hickerson says this is what happens when a place gets too dependent on one giant corporation.
I mean, they pretty much have the power to control local decisions and everything. You know, every time you say, well, we want to do something, they say, well, I'm leaving. And everybody goes, oh, please don't leave. It's like a bad relationship.
Hickerson says he's trying to be positive and figure out what his second act will be at age 54. He's thinking about becoming a nurse, but buying big ticket items like a TV may be a little tougher once his job disappears. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.